on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold. Just a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's Andy Frisella, and this is the show for the realists saying goodbye to the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern society. And welcome to motherfucking reality. Guys, today we have a Saturday audio exclusive. All right? If you are frustrated and you are angry and you are bitter and you are pissed off about where you are in your life, the first thing that you need to realize is that you did that. All right? If you want to fix the situation, if you want to become a better version, if you want a better outcome in your life, you have to be willing to admit to yourself that you created your existing circumstances. Now, who created those existing circumstances? Well, that was the old version of you. That was a version of you that existed many months ago or many years ago that made decisions that have resulted in your current reality, which you are frustrated with. So until you can admit to yourself that that is the truth, you cannot move on. I look on the internet every single day and all I see is people bitching, people crying, people complaining about what their life looks like, wanting to change more than anything, but they pretend as if they're not in control of their circumstances. That's just not true. The reason that you're unhappy with how you look is because the previous version of you made decisions to not work out, made decisions to eat foods that didn't benefit you in that way, made decisions to sit on the couch and watch TV instead of getting up and doing something about it. That doesn't mean you made the decisions because we are not who we were. We are who we are. So if you want to change your life, you have to first admit that the reason you are unsatisfied is because of the decisions that a previous version of you made. And secondly, you have to admit that I am no longer that same person and I am willing to make those changes to create a different outcome. This is a huge deal. This is a big deal. And it sounds obvious. It sounds like, oh, duh, no shit. Well, a lot of you guys don't get it because I see on the internet every day people bitching like it's not their fault. It is your fucking fault. The reason there's no money in your bank account is because the previous version of you didn't do the work to make that money flow into your account. The reason that you're unhappy in your relationship is because the previous version of you valued things that you currently do not value anymore, and they made decisions about that relationship. The reason that your job isn't what you want it to be is because the previous version of you didn't do the things that would make it what you want it to be. So you have a decision right now that you can make to become a brand new person in this instant. It does not take time. It does not take years. It does not take anything. It takes you making a decision right now to say, I am no longer that person. And while you may be living in the reality that that previous version of you created, you have a chance now to behave as a different person that will create a new reality that will take time to materialize. But that doesn't mean you can't change right this second. Okay, we have a problem in society with victim culture. We have a problem in society with people believing that they are the victim of circumstances, not understanding that they are actually a victim of their poor decisions. If you can admit that to be true, you have the power to change anything in the future. The problem is most people won't admit that because on the internet today, we get rewarded for talking about how hard things are, talking about how fucked up things are, talking about how miserable we are, talking about how much suffering we're going through. Those things right now in victim culture get attention, they get comments, they get shares, they get likes. And because that's the game that we play on social media, people buy into that. And the problem with that is what it does is it inadvertently creates a victim reality for you that you cannot escape. All right. So be very careful with the stories you tell and the language you use and the things that you post and the things that you say, or even the things that you think, so that you don't inadvertently become a perpetual victim. Because once you have based your identity in this victim culture, once you have based your identity in the sad stories or the hard times, it becomes exponentially harder to break out of that. Because it is who you are in your mind, in your heart. So we have to understand There is no nobility in the hard shit unless we overcome it. There is no nobility in the suffering unless we overcome it. There is no nobility in any of the things that you have had to deal with in your life until you overcome it. So right now, I'm challenging you to become the kind of person today that is no longer going to bitch, no longer going to cry, no longer going to make their identity as a victim, and you are going to start right now to become the inspiration for other people who have those same problems that you have as someone who has overcome those problems. That's where the nobility is. That's where the healthy identity is. It is not in the suffering, it is in the overcoming of the suffering. Because when you can talk about and show that you have overcome these hard things, that shows other people, that shows your neighbors, your friends, your kids, the people at work, that you are able to push through these things. And so when they face similar things, they understand that they can push through as well. So how does this look for you? Very simple. One, take responsibility. The reason that you are unhappy right now is because you made decisions, a previous version of you that no longer exists, made decisions in the past that have resulted in a reality that you are unhappy with. Two, you have to stop the cycle of talking about how hard things are for attention, for shares, for likes, for comments. You have to step up and say, I am no longer that person. I am now the person who is going to overcome these things, no matter how fucking hard it is, because you understand that the amount of good that comes from the overcoming is worth the process of actually overcoming. You will inspire people. You will show people. You will become a leader. You will feel fulfilled. Immense amounts of good will find you because other people around you will start to overcome, not just wallow in your self-pity or your victimhood and sit around and have a bitch circle with all your friends. Okay, this is how you improve not just your life, but the quality of your life because of the people that you're around. All right, so very simply, my challenge is this. If you are unsatisfied, if you are pissed off, if you are frustrated, if you feel like shit, understand that you do not have to remain that person. You can change who you are by making a simple decision today and then following that decision up with actions that will produce the result you want in the future. None of that can happen unless you admit to yourself that you did this. This is your fault. And by the way, I'm no longer that person that made those poor decisions in the past. I am now a new person. I'm going to make new decisions, which are going to create a new reality, which is not a victim reality. It is a reality of overcoming. This will change your life. Stop with the victim shit. Stop with the complaining. Stop with the nonsense and start to realize that if you truly want an amazing existence, if you truly want to feel better, if you truly want to be fulfilled in your life and to look back at the end of your life and say, man, I did it. I did a great job. It's going to come from the hard shit that you overcame. It is not going to come from you saying, oh, I lived this shitty life and it was everybody else's fault. Okay, your entire life, how you're going to feel about your life depends on you understanding this. So one, it's your fault. Two, you can be a different person right now. Three, start taking the actions of what that different person would actually do. And then four, be patient enough to allow the results to materialize. That's what you need to be doing. That's what all of us need to be doing. We need to stop with the victim shit. We need to stop with the complaining. Yes, things are hard, but don't tell the hard shit unless you talk about how you overcame it. That's my advice. Go out, kick ass, become the version of the self that you want to be, and the world and you and everybody around you is going to be better for it.
Yeah. Went from sleeping on the floor, now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove, counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole, got her on bankroll, can't fold, that's a no.